And now, for the first time on Radio Theater, from A Short Dialogue by Linda Mussman, Part 1, No Time Like the Present.
There is no time like the present.
Who said that?
Marx.
I still don't know who I will vote for.
The election is a long way off.
Bryce is worried about the next election because the last election was a bad election.
You can say that again.
Okay, here goes. Bryce is worried about the next election because the last election was a bad election.
That's right. I thought I voted for the right guy, and then it turned out it was the wrong guy.
Who is the right guy?
The problem is the guy.
I know choices are limited, and people are in a hurry.
Haste makes waste.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Marx. Was he a Marxist or a communist?
It's all in the name.
The name. The name. Marx.
Get it?
I get it. Marx was a Marxist.
And Lenin was a singer.
Don't confuse him. Lenin was a communist. He is in the tomb, all pickled in Red Square in Russia.
Soviet Union, not Russia. Let's help Bryce learn the facts without confusion.
I am confused already. My head is splitting. Who is Stalin?
He came after Trotsky.
Who is Trotsky?
He was next in line, but got sent away.
Where did he spend his vacation?
No vacation for Trotsky. It was exile, Mexico way, where he took time to write a book, drink tea, and sing in the garden.
A kind of Eden.
You could call it that.
But it did not turn out so good. One of those six simple machines made an appearance.
Which one?
There are six, but I can't remember them all.
The one that Trotsky met up with was without an introduction, the ice pick.
That's not one of the six simple machines.
You're right. It's the seventh.
When did they invent the seventh?
They invented the seventh on Sunday.
Bologna.
Sandwich.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, cut to the chase.
Where were we?
In the garden down Mexico Way.
I'll finish the story I started. It was hot. It was around noon. The doorbell rang. Trotsky looked around and checked the room to see if maybe someone was coming
in. The suspense
in
is killing me.
Slowly he turned. Step by step, inch by inch, Trotsky moved to the door. And then, slowly, slowly he turned. Step by step.
Look out, Leon, the intruder shouted.
Careful. This is my story.
I wish I had a remote. I'm getting anxious. Finish it.
Hey,
finish
it. Take it easy. Take it easy. This is a southern story. I have to take my time and stretch it out. No rush. It's hot.
You're listening to a TSL Radio Theater.
Where were we? I'm thirsty.
Concentrate. You want a Coke?
Hey, don't say that. We're on the radio. No free ads for the blank blank drink. Go on.
I'm lost. You know, history is tricky. And now that you mention Leon, I forgot where I was. When I think of Leon, I think of the man who shot McKinley.
McKinley? Who's that?
McKinley? How did we get to McKinley?
Leon C. shot McKinley at the Temple of Music in Buffalo, New York.
I thought we were in Russia. Or was it Mexico?
Listen up. Gotta follow the thread.
The door.
Did you hear something?
I thought I heard a bell.
I thought I heard the doorbell. Interruptions, interruptions all the time. Just when we were getting somewhere, another interruption. Can't think with all this noise in the room. Shut the door.
I'll be right back.
What do you think's at the door? I'll go see.
Where did everyone go?
And now for the weather forecast. Cloudy and hot today, overcast, thunder showers expected tonight and tomorrow. Stay tuned to the weather station. Severe storms expected with hail and...
Hello?
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Wrong number.
Wrong number.
Meanwhile, back in Buffalo, It was a hot day, and McKinley was attending the World's Fair celebration of the Columbia exhibit in Buffalo, New York. Those were the days when Buffalo was more than a stop along the way. McKinley was shot and fatally wounded on September 6, 1901, inside the Temple of Music, on the grounds of the Pan American Exposition. McKinley was shaking hands with the public when he was shot by Leon Salgats, an anarchist. The president died on September 14th from gangrene caused by the bullet wounds.
Gangrene? Ouch! That's slow work.
Now Buffalo is bankrupt. Not even Niagara Falls can save it from going belly up.
What did you say?
Not even Niagara Falls can save it.
I think you better leave that out of the conversation.
Don't say Niagara Falls again.
Why?
Bad memories.
Too many souvenir stores.
Bad marriage.
Times are changing. No one goes to Niagara Falls anymore for their honeymoon.
Where do people go?
Acapulco.
Are you serious? That is so old school, so out of date. No one who knows what is what goes there anymore.
What is what? That is what. The radio audience wants to know.
Hello out there in Radioland. Are you listening, Hudson, Accra, Catskill, Philmont? How are we doing so far?
No answer. No one out there. Hey, is this radio? We can't see them, and they can't see us.
It's so cool to think about that, working in the dark. Kind of like going down into the mine. Like a trip to Howe Caverns.
Howe Caverns, yeah. Stalagmites and tides, and a boat ride to boot into the caverns.
Better than Niagara Falls any day.
Let's make a plan.
I've never been.
Where? To the caverns?
You're going to love this trip. Mm-hmm. But first, we need to finish the McKinley story. It's a sad story. He left his wife, Ida.
Who cares about Ida? Besides, it happened over 100 years ago. He doesn't need to know that stuff. He just needs more thrills like Desert Storm. Shock and awe stuff.
Ida counts. Listen up.
By the way, do you like my shirt?
Don't interrupt.
It's okay. The anxiety of the ending is upon him. He needs to slide off to an aside.
Now, Bryce with the weather.
Today is Wednesday. It's another hot one, my friends. Wear your short shorts. It's going to be up to 99, one short degree from 100. And now back to our show. I bought this shirt at Walmart.
Don't say it. This is the radio, Bryce. No free ads.
That's right. Just mumble when you get to the Walmart part.
I bought this shirt at Walmart. It was cheap. $5.
If you've enjoyed this presentation of TSL Radio Theater, stay tuned for Claudia's House of Cats. Next, on Time and Space Radio.
For those of you who like theater, come to Time and Space Limited Warehouse for presentation of Mussman's Madam X.
The Communist Party meets every third Thursday on
You can't say that on the radio.
What do you think Marx would say?
I don't care. I am a capitalist.
You are a consumer capitalist.
That's right.
Are you proud?
I am proud, and I'm pretty in my shirt, and when I am done with the shirt, I will burn the shirt. It is so cheap, I don't have to wash it. Just take it off and light a match and voila, fire to ash. And on to the next cheap shirt to start the next day.
Are you kidding? Marx would be turning in his grave.
Marx would love this consumer.
That's right. I am a Marxist in practice. I love keeping the worker working. The more I burn the shirts, the more I need the shirts.
Right on, brother.
Spare the rod and spoil the child. Oh, yes, now. Where was I? Okay. McKinley was shot, and his replacement was Roosevelt. That teddy man, that bear kind of guy, the hunter, boxer, nature man president.
Are you sure it was not Garfield?
Hey, I know my history like the back of my hand.
And what about the front of your hand?
That I know, too. Now, on to Teddy, the bear, the boxer.
We're moving along here at a rapid rate.
Speed is my century.
Is that why you're burning your shirts?
Maybe. Or I just don't believe in wasting time.
What about the cherry orchard?
What about it?
I played Madame Ranevsky once in the theater.
The theater is dead.
Theater's not dead. It's just unconscious.
They have all been closed.
No. Really?
Yes. No one is permitted to have one anymore.
It serves us right. Bad plays were aplenty in my day. No one wanted to go to the theater. People were paid to go. And then it fell on even harder times. People were spending hours in the theater watching people stare at one another. They would fall asleep and be rolled out into the sleep room by attendants in lab coats.
Are you kidding?
No, she's not. She's telling you the truth. Someone tweeted me that the other day. A new wave has come to the theater and people are paying to sleep there.
That's right. The theater has reached a new level. It's not the theater. It's a kind of laboratory, a kind of place to experiment. Long experiments. Slow walking, slow talking, slow sitting. And on and on. And
really?
And now, Bryce with the weather.
And now with the weather. Cloudy with heavy rain through this evening. Cold front moving in over the Hudson Valley. Stay tuned for more updates throughout the evening.
If you've enjoyed this presentation of Radio Theater, please make a contribution to...
How will we ever finish the Marxist stuff with these interruptions?
Get the remote! Get the remote!
The dog ate it.
You don't have a dog.
He had a dog.
Yes, I did have a dog.
I never saw you with a dog.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Dog's name was Spot.
That's original. How about the cat? Puff?
Had a cat named Puff, too.
Okay. What was Marx's first name, and what did he write?
I am tired.
Go on, tell her that you know the answer.
Google, if you have to.
Karl Marx, Das Kapital.
Right you are. Okay, Trotsky, first name, and what did he write?
Leon, The History of Trotskyism.
This is getting good. I can't wait for the ending.
Me either. But first, we need to review the past.
The past is a lot like the present.
You're right and you're wrong. There's no time like the present.
The remote could help out right now if we were watching TV.
We could switch stations.
Let's stay on this station.
What is it?
Ham radio.
That's a brand, like Spam.
It's ham, as in ham actor, as in hog ham, as in hog ham, as in ham. I'll get it this time.
I wonder who's at the door.
Time will tell.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. The suspense builds.
The CIA.
The who?
The CIA.
At the door?
We never know. They know everything.
Who?
The CIA.
The A-E-I-O-U.
And sometimes Y.
Vowels.
Right.
When do you put the I before E?
Let me think.
No Google this time.
Google, 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 Google.
Got me. Now for the weather forecast. Cloudy and hot today, overcast. Thunder showers expected tonight and tomorrow. Stay tuned to the weather station. Severe storms expected with hail and rain throughout the evening. Watch out, folks. It's going to be wet out there.
Okay. How many years in a decade?
The suspense is killing me.
Tell.
10. Want another one?
Okay, throw me the ball.
Make it easier.
No way! Chinese are waiting to take your place, Sonny.
I'm ready for the challenge.
Ready, set, go!
How many R's in arithmetic? Ding! Time's up!
Wow, what is wrong with you? You failed the test!
I don't know. I study and study and study, and when the test comes at me, I start sweating. My thoughts go astray. I am a postmodern man. I suffer from distractions and sugar and salt and too much texting and corn syrup.
You know, there can't be a revolution if you can't remember the man who brought the revolution to you.
There can't be a revolution.
How do you know?
There's nowhere to park. If we can't park, we can't make a revolution. Now, back to the books. Who's Putin?
No answer.
Again. Who's Putin?
Pudding? Hasty?
Wrong.
Who's Putin?
No answer.
Vladimir.
I knew that. Like I know my own name.
Huh. Who wrote The Cherry Orchard?
Check off.
Year?
19...
Hurry up. I have to go to...
Don't say it.
Remember, this is a local radio station. No free advertisements.
I forgot about...
Get me some fries and a burger.
Are you kidding? I thought you were a vegetarian.
I'm a Presbyterian.
That's a religion. Vegetarian, I said. That magnum order is about the meat.
Hurry up and give me the order. Got to call it in.
They take phone orders?
Text it and send it and voila, it's done.
Amazing.
This is a new world, totally in order, all wrapped up in a little paper package, all nice and neat and ready to eat. It's the Bush world writ large, all the asymmetrics of a new world order. The way of fast food is the way of the world.
I dreamed of Condi Rice last night.
I love her hair.
Do you like my hair?
It's not like Condi's hair.
Imagine Condi's hair as a Roman helmet when she started the war, and as she was playing Mozart's Sonata in B flat on her piano.
You know that they served yellow cake at the UN? The general delivered it all on a platter for the masters of the plantation.
What are you talking about?
The general. The Republican Guard general named Powell delivered it for the boss.
What boss? Us.
Things are picking up.
Are we still on the radio?
I think we are, but not sure how to tell if anyone is listening. Is anyone out there?
We are in a room, and we are broadcasting this play to the world, and we have no idea if anyone is listening or not.
It doesn't matter. What counts is the content and the context and the enunciation. Pronouncing the words on the lips, the teeth, and the tip of the tongue.
Shakespeare.
Hamlet.
The Fall of the Sparrow.
There is special providence in the fall of a sparrow. If it be now, 'tis not to come. If it be not to come, it will be now. If it be not now, yet it will come. The readiness is all. Since no man of aught he leaves, know what is to leave betimes let be.
Actor, you think they believe you?
I did.
He did.
Give me the line. Go on, give me a line.
What's Hecuba to him or he to
Hecuba? What's Hecuba to him or he to Hecuba that he should weep for her? What would he do had he the motive and the cue for passion that I have? He would drown the stage with tears and cleave the general ear with horrid speech, make mad the guilty and appall the free, confound the ignorant and amaze indeed the very faculties of eyes and ears. Yet I, a dull and muddy metal rascal, peek like a John of dreams, unpregnant of my cause, and can say nothing. No. Not for a king upon whose property and most dear life a damned defeat was made. Am I a coward? Who calls me villain, breaks my pate across.
Now that's acting.
Thank you. Thank you. the theater. What has it become but a lost soul wandering the deserts of the world, replaced by TV, soaps, Netflix, Orange is the New Black, movies, talk. I can't go on.
But you do go on. And
I have to go get a part. I'm lost.
Read Aristotle.
Who? Oh, no. Here we go again. I have enough of these conspiracy theories. Truth does not exist. I can't believe in anything. Not even in atheism.
I don't believe you said that. You have to read and think before it's too late.
Yes, you are caught in an Orwellian nightmare. That iPhone's going to make you stupid.
It is my communicator.
Your what?
It is how I speak to the world.
Bull crap-o. Yes, and it is how they listen to you. Get that right. This is the New World Order, and the listeners are cataloging all you do. And they know who you are and where you are every minute of your life.
your trucks, come on down to the warehouse.
If you're driving your car down, come on down. Yeah, just follow those trucks.
Just get right behind
that whole line along those 16-wheelers.
And you can call that number that says, how's my driving?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But and you can do that in our parking lot.
But do it. Yeah, that's right. But do it before, you know, you get there so you can come on in and see what we're doing.
You should
down
probably
here
pull over on the side of the road before you call. That's illegal.
We don't want anybody to get hurt. That's the main thing.
Because we want you to come inside and see the theater.
We love
it. It's not bad.
We love it.
Come on up the truck route.
We love it.
We love it.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
I've ordered a manual typewriter.
Are you kidding?
A typewriter and carbon paper. It's the answer. And carrier pigeons. Can't be too careful.
What about the next election? We can change it. Can we believe in change that we can believe in? Yes? No? Maybe?
Remember what Stalin said. It is enough that the people know there was an election. The people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. Time and Space Limited is a community-based arts organization under the direction of Linda Mussman and Claudia Bruce. Located at 434 Columbia Street in Hudson, New York, TSL provides year-round programming that includes live theater, independent documentary and classic movies, youth programs, simulcasts of the Metropolitan Opera and the National Theatre of London, as well as topical forums and community outreach events. To learn more, visit TSL on the web at www.timeandspace.org. Tune in to WGXC next Wednesday at 3 p.m. for another edition of Time and Space Limited Presents TSL Radio Theatre.